Hello, everyone. Come on in. Welcome. I am not Corinne. I am Coach MJ. How is everybody doing today? Let me just change my name so you know who I am. Yay. All right. I have got Coach Dina coming in. I think if she would just raise her little hand so I can promote her to a panelist. All right. Welcome to how to get the most out of your No BS membership. This call is for anyone who is just starting No BS, who has just gotten here and is in the land of No BS for the first time, or anybody who just wants like a little kick in the tail, a little reboot, if you will. So for those of you who do not know me, I am Coach MJ. I am the head coach inside of No BS, as well as the leader of the member success team. And so I lost 85 pounds with Corinne. I live in South Carolina. I have three daughters. I am just a fresh empty nester. Just took my baby to college. So we have parents weekend this weekend. So that will be fun. So, all right. I want to know who is here with me. So at the bottom of your screen, you will see a reactions button. It's like a little smiley face. If you have been here less than a month, give me a thumbs up or a heart or something. Look at all of that. Oh my gosh. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So if you have been here for 2 to 3 months, you're on month 2 or 3, give me a thumbs up or a heart. Not as many of you here. And then who's been here a while, like longer than 3 months, but you're like, I'm here. It's MJ. I got to get a quick kick in the tail. Yes. Love that. Love it. We got a good mix. All right. Here is how this call is going to go. We're going to do a little bit of work first, and then I'm going to show you the website so you know how to get all the help that you need in order to lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve, which is our goal here inside of No BS. So, first, I want to just say welcome, let you know that we have got you. We're going to talk a little bit about goals on this call. And then, like I said, we'll tour the website so you know where to get everything that you need. So inside of No BS, we measure success a lot of... My battery's going dead. Let me know if you can't hear, if you start to not be able to hear me. Because my battery is blinking. We measure success, of course, on the scale. Everybody is here to lose weight. I'm going to just turn this off because I'm afraid I will. I hope you can hear me. Can y'all hear me still? Can y'all still hear me? Let me know. Okay, good. Thank you. I know that thing was a blink. I'm like, that's going to annoy me. So, of course, we measure weight on the scale. Like, that's why you're here, to lose your weight. And we're here to help you do that. But we also measure success in other ways. So we measure success in how we are planning, how we are assessing our day, if we are getting our water in, if we are becoming the person who can lose the weight. Not just is the scale moving, but am I creating the habits that will support my weight loss. So I will tell you, when I joined No BS, I did not know how to keep a promise to myself. I did not know what it looked like to show up for me every single day. I thought that it took tons of time. And I thought that it was like it was just going to like take away from my family and it was all this stuff. But I found out that planning and assessing take about 5 to 7 minutes a day when I first started. Now I can write my plan 3 to 5 minutes. I'm in and I'm out. That's all I need. And I learned very quickly that it did not take, it doesn't, I don't have to take away from my family to drink water. I don't have to take time away from my family to put my fork down and leave some bites behind whenever I'm, know I'm physically satisfied. I don't take away from anybody when I wait on hunger. So I learned very quickly that this big story I had in my head about how hard it was going to be and how much time it was going to take and how much everybody in my life was going to suffer because I was finally going to take care of me was a line of crap that I had been just believing my whole life. Partially because on every other diet that I had gone on, there was all this tracking and there was like these special recipes and there were doctor's appointments. Everybody's taking the pills and the shakes and the whole nine yards and all that stuff. We've all done that. And it took a lot of time. This is not going to take a ton of time. Okay. So I just want you to rest assured of that. So I want you to do something for me right fast. So we are going to sit here for just a minute and think about the version of us 1 month from now. So we're sitting here September the 12th. On October the 12th, I want you to put in the chat, how much weight are you going to lose in the next 30 days? How much weight, like what is your weight loss goal? If you had to think, sitting here on October 12th, okay, 4 pounds, 10 pounds, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 12, okay, 8, 5, 10, okay. First, okay, I see some, 10 pounds, 5 pounds, 20 pounds. Let's talk about goal weight then. In 30 days, this is not, we've all been on Atkins, right? We have all been on those diets where we totally cut everything out of our life. We lost all the water weight and we dropped weight like a rock. And then not only would we gain it back, we get some of their friends come along with us. They're like, here's the 20 pounds I lost plus some of their friends. Come on, let's go. Let's ride on MJ's ass for a little bit. I want you to think, is it doable? Because you got to remember, in no BS, we're not changing what we're eating. We ain't doing all that crap. No pantry purges for no BS women. We don't empty shit out. If we are eating pizza, we're going to keep eating pizza. If you are eating ice cream, you're going to keep eating ice cream. If you are stopping at McDonald's, you're going to keep stopping at McDonald's. Okay? We will get to leveling up the food at some point. But first, it comes being honest with ourselves, writing down what we will eat and only eating it when we're hungry and stopping when we've had enough. So maybe you plan your 2 o'clock Snicker bar that you've been eating at work for the last 10 years, but at 2 o'clock, you're not hungry and you're like, oh crap, I'm not hungry. I guess I'm not eating the Snicker. Just because you put it on your plan doesn't mean you need to eat it. So I want you to get really to kind of shift gears and say, what am I eating right now? What is doable for me? And am I willing to eat it when I'm hungry and stop when I had enough? That is your very first change inside of No BS. If purging your pantry and getting rid of any food that you ever loved in your whole life work, we would all be thin and naked on a beach. But we're not. We weren't. Right? It did not work that way. So what we want to think about now is what is doable for me. Heather Lee says, what if you don't know? That's what you're going to learn inside of the No BS weight loss course. So a lot of people are not really good at gauging hunger. And satisfied. When you first come into No BS, you've not listened to it for so long. You're like, we're so used to like either starving ourselves or stuffing ourselves. We don't even know that there's anything in between. And that is normal, normal. So we're not in No BS. We do not do hangry. We don't do about to gnaw my arm off. We do, I think I'm hungry. You can eat a little bit. That's when you're hungry. We don't wait until we are mean to somebody, till we feel nauseated and have a headache like so many times in the past. We don't do that. What we do inside of No BS is when you first start to feel hungry. And at first, you may not even know what that looks like, but you need to get curious and say, I think I might be hungry. Well, go ahead and eat a little bit. Go ahead and eat a little bit. If you're in the clean play club and you have been for the last forever, and you're not sure what enough feels like in your body, start by leaving a couple bites behind, a couple bites less. You know, if you're at work and you have lunch at 12 and you felt pretty good after lunch, and at 2 o'clock, you're like, I just ate. Maybe I could wait an hour. Maybe my 2 o'clock snicker turns into my 3 o'clock snicker. Maybe I'll wait an hour and just see how I feel. If I'm hungry, I'll eat it. If I think I'm hungry, I'll eat it. That's where we start inside of No BS. So, Kimberly has a good point. I know I'm missing hunger signals. I go from okay to I need to eat food now. So this is so common, Kimberly. When you first start listening to yourself, for me, I used to go from I don't need to eat to I'm starving, same as you, exactly like you are. So I had to like think about, start noticing other things in my body. So for me, I start to notice a dip in my energy. I start to get antsy in my seat. Like, I'm like, man, I just move around a little bit. Like, I just can't sit still. I know then that means I'm hungry. When I get a little bit foggy, you know, and I like can't really focus on my task, I'm usually starting to get hungry. And that's when I eat. For me, satisfied is me looking for the best bites. If I'm eating a salad and I'm trying to dig out that last little crouton at the bottom, I'm done. I'm done. I notice my behaviors. I start wanting to check my phone. I start like looking for the best bites. For me, that's my enough. So you just have to be aware and just practice. All right. So with that being said, you put down your weight goal. I want you to, first of all, you know, after this call or whenever, think, is that really doable? If I continue to eat what I'm eating, I just start to watch my, am I hungry and have I had enough cues? Just going to watch and see. Maybe some of, you know, sometimes I won't finish the whole fry. Maybe I won't have my 2 o'clock snicker, whatever that is. Okay. I want you to, after this call, to really think about what is doable for you, for weight loss. We're not going to go into that right now. I want you to really think about it though. And so now I want you to think about that version of you, October 12th. How is she? She's met her weight loss goal. So whether it was 4 pounds, 6 pounds, 8 pounds, whatever it was, how is she different? What habits, what does she do consistently that are a little bit different than what you are doing now? So what are some of the habits that the version of you October the 12th has that might be different? Always plans and writes it down. Sleeping 7 hours a night. That's really good. What else is she doing differently? So October 12th version of you, no eating after dinner. I love that. In control, staying on plan, leaves food on my plate, even at restaurants. That's a great one. Drinking more water. Angela, how much water is she drinking? How many ounces? Think about how many ounces you're drinking. How many ounces is she drinking? She stops eating in bed after dinner. That's a really good one. Eating when she's hungry, refusing food in social situations. That's a good one. Reviewing. So Justina wants to work on her assessment. Eating what I say I'm going to eat and nothing else. Stops eating out of boredom. I like these. Not drinking Diet Coke. No eating in secret, Justina. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. All right. So now you know how you're going to get there. I want you to think of three things. So, and I want them to be measurable. So, Rafaela has become more skilled at allowing urges. So Rafaela's three, do, you know, like the three things she might do is review the urges section inside of the No BS weight loss course. It could be do a successful urge worksheet. I'll show you all the worksheets on the website. When she has an urge and decides not to eat. And then her third thing could be to do a discovery worksheet anytime she has an urge and chooses to eat. So that's three things she can do. Not sit and eat a full bag of chips and stop when satisfied. So Marianne, your three things may be, when I bring the chips in, I portion them out so that I'm not just hand in the bag, hand in the bag, hand in the bag. Could be put a sticky note on the chips in the pantry and ask, are you hungry? Or is this on plan? And another thing you could do, Mary Ann, is plan chips every single day so that you are eating them in front of your face and you know that you can have them if you want them, and then you get to make a decision. Yeah. So think about the three things that at the end of the month, you'll be able to say, I did that. Maybe it's planning every day, whatever that is. Yeah. Stop thinking I will die if I don't eat. Yeah. Ain't nobody died. You're good. Extra bottle of water daily. See, that's a really good one. So she knows. The Zoom user knows how much she's drinking right now. So her goal at the end of 30 days is to drink one more bottle of water every day. So at the end of the month, she'll be able to tell, did she do it? Did she not do it? How is it going? Maybe she did it 50% of the time. Then she can decide, like, okay, next month I'm going to do it 60% of the time. So you want it to be measurable. You want it to be measurable. Yes, celebrate when I sit with an urge. So we have a successful urge worksheet. I will show you that as soon as we do the website tour. And notice when I stop at enough. Yes. Have three alcohol-free days each week. Perfect. I love that so much. I love that so much. Yes. So you'll have your weight loss. You can see that at the end of the month. But then you can also see these like three things that you promised yourself you were going to work on. Jennifer says, I tend to set so many mini goals that I get overwhelmed and don't do any of them. Then that means you're setting too many mini goals. Set three that you can track and that you can look at every single month so that you know exactly what you're doing. Don't make it so overwhelming. If you notice that you have, if you have three and you're like, okay, three, I did two of them, then next month plan two of them. That's how it works. Any questions about setting goals that you can measure? And look, it's not about, it is about weight loss. We do want you to lose weight and you will lose weight. There are thousands of women in here who have lost weight doing no BS. But it's also about who do you become? Who do you become along the way? Somebody that keeps promises to yourself. Somebody who says who does what she says she's going to do. Somebody who makes doable, achievable goals. Corinne used to always say, motivation follows action, right? So the more you do, the more you want to do. And that is very true. That is very, very true. So one thing before we go to the website tour, I'm going to tell you the three secrets to being successful inside of the No BS Weight Loss Program. Are y'all ready for it? We have looked at members across the board. Like, we look at y'all's behavior. We can see what percentage of people have done certain things and all these fantastic things that we can look at. Three things that successful No BS women, most of them have in common. Number one, they have finished the Quick Start and the No BS weight loss course. That's the first thing we have you go through. The first thing we have you go through. People who complete that tend to have more success. A successful No BS woman finishes the No BS weight loss course. And I'm going to tell you, this call is about how to get the most, you know, value out of your membership. Put it on the calendar. Schedule it for yourself, even if it's only 10 minutes a day. I don't care. I think most of the modules inside, or the units inside of No BS, are 10 to 12 minutes at the most. If you've got 12 minutes, you can complete one every single day and you can get it done. The second thing that most successful No BS women have in common is they have downloaded the Private Member Podcast. Okay. Private Member Podcast. I'm going to show you that on the website in just a minute. We have got everything that Corinne says, everything that the coaches say, everything that happens inside of this membership is downloaded onto the Private Member Podcast. We have multiple. So we've got live training replays, which is this call will go on that web, on that podcast page. We've got the actual No BS weight loss course, which is exactly what you do on the website, but we have it in podcast form. So if you're not near a computer, or you're doing carpool, or you're going to do something with your kids, or you're sitting outside, or you're on your lunch break, you don't have to have your computer. You can just listen to the No BS weight loss course at your own time. You can have it in your ear anytime. Same with those live training replays. Anytime. You can have us in your ear all day, every day. Also, we have any of the other bonus courses that we have on the website. It has its own Private Member Podcast. And then we have an amazing private podcast called Quick Hit. So it's 20 minutes or less. Everything in there is 20 minutes or less. So if you just want a quick kick in the tail, pop one of those on. So I have a question. Oh, one more thing. I forgot the last one. The third thing most successful No BS women do is join an accountability group. So we do that for you here. We have an amazing account. She calls herself the Accountability Goddess. And she will set you up with either one person. You can choose to have one person or a group of four. You can connect through video, through text, through whatever. Having that accountability, it could even just be, we don't ever even text. All we really do is just send each other our plans every day to hold each other accountable. I promise you, we have had so many members that are like, I don't know, that sounds kind of sketch. I don't know if I want an accountability group. Most people love it once they get in it. I promise you. I can promise you. So I want to make sure that you know those three things. Those are the three like main things that you can do to get the most value out of your membership and to be the most successful. And every step of the way, we have got you. No BS, the No BS weight loss course is laid out so easily on the website and in the podcast, the Private Member Podcast. Accountability, you just fill out a form. Heidi does the rest. You don't need to do anything else. And then those, you know, the Private Member Podcast is just a little QR code. We have got all the instructions on the website, which I'll show you in a minute. So I want to make sure that you are setting your doable goals and setting yourself up for success. That is how you get the most value. I also want to talk just for a second about coaching. So we have calls all the time. There's a training calendar. I will show you that whenever we get to the website. I want you to know, I do not care who is being coached or what they are being coached on. You can find value in every member being coached. So this is such a good example. Like, let's say you don't have kids and you get on a call and it's a mom who has three small kids and you just tune it out. You're like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't got no kids. I'm not interested. The question you always need to ask yourself is, how can this apply to me? So let's say the mom gets on to be coached and she was like, I just don't have time. Everybody needs me and they don't leave enough time for me. I can't figure out what I want to eat whenever I'm in the carpool line, you know, going here and there. We don't get home till late. I don't have time to cook. Those are all of our excuses. I'm an empty nester. And I still have thoughts that I have to work late. It's going to be so hard. You know, whenever I was doing, like, you know, I have a late meeting. I got to run too many errands. I got to go check on my mama. All of those excuses, even though one's about kids and one's about your mama and one's about a job, they are all the same. So ask yourself, how can this apply to me? And I'm also going to tell you this. I don't care what coaching call you listen to. There are words of wisdom on every one that can apply to you. There are words of wisdom in every single call that we have inside of this membership. So make sure you're always asking yourself, how can this apply to me? Take something away from every single call on that website. I can, honest to goodness, I listen to other coaching and other memberships and stuff, like the Life Coach School where I went to, you know, to school and stuff. And for people who are certified, they'll give us coaching calls like once a month or whatever. I can go and listen to a man who is retired and get value from his call. I'm like, oh my God, I have that same thought about whatever. Oh my gosh, I think the same thing. Oh my goodness. If you are looking for how it can apply to you, it will apply. Can you join an accountability group and have a single person too? Yes, you can. You can get one person or four people. So a lot of people do just like to have one, just one person to try it out with. That's totally fine. All right. The magic that is the No BS website, which I love. Love the website. All right. And I'm just going to show you how stinking easy it really is. All right. Here is the website. If you have not seen it, you need to see it. If you've not been there, this is where all the magic happens, is on this website. If you are in the Facebook group, that is amazing. I love that you are in the Facebook group, but we like to call that recess inside of No BS. You make friends over there. You can crowdsource over there. You can do all the things over there. This website is where you will lose all of your weight, keep it off, and feel as amazing as you deserve. All of that happens on this website. So if you are on Facebook and you have not finished the No BS Weight Loss course, head on over to the website, nobswomen.com. You have a login, all the things, okay? Now, when you first log on to the website, we could not make it any easier, y'all. Start here. Start here. It tells you exactly what to do. Step one, new member quick start. Look, there it is right there. New member quick start over on the side. Step two, No BS weight loss course. Oh, look, there it is right there. It's the second thing there. Step three, join the Facebook group. Would you look? It's the third thing down. Yay. Step four, private member podcast. There's the podcast. Step five, join an accountability group. And step six, we'll tell you what to do when you're finished with the No BS weight loss course. You can click here. We will tell you everything you need to know. Okay. So we will take you through it. So you want to, step one, do the quick start. You just come over here. Click on it and you can go right through it. Every time you finish a video, if you would please click the checks off, because like I said, we do kind of track how everybody's doing and whatever. And you also notice here, it tells you how long each video is. So you can go through this quick start in 13 minutes. Look at me doing mental math. If you've got 13 minutes, you can finish the quick start. And the next thing on the list was the weight loss course. Here it is, right here. Magnificent Corinne on the top. You have a checklist you can use if you love to check off a box on a piece of paper. But like I said, make sure that you are checking these boxes off as well, especially if you're listening on the Private Member Podcast. Head back over here and check the boxes off. And again, I said nothing in here is over 20 minutes, 13 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes. So you can plan. That's how you get the value out of it. Look here and see, just like you would plan a meeting with your boss, or you would plan a meeting with your child's teacher, you can plan a meeting with yourself. Even if it's like, I'm going to listen to the NoBS weight loss course every day on my commute, every day while I'm sitting in the line waiting to pick up my kids. Okay? We guide you through every single step. And I always say this about weight loss. You cannot lose pound 50 until you lose pound 1. You can't do the last step until you do the first step in this checklist that we've given you. So just kind of do it in order. Make sure that you're getting your little steps in so that you can be successful inside of No BS. Okay? Then the next thing you can do, here is the Facebook group. You join the Facebook group. Okay? I'm not going to show you everything on this website. You know, you just need to get your feet wet and get your bearings. You just click here to join the main Facebook group. That's it. And then you answer a couple questions, and then we will let you in, and you're part of the most amazing community of No BS women. It's, our community is like no other community. Now, if you are not a Facebook user, I've already said that's the recess over there. All of your weight is lost on this website. Nothing is happening in that Facebook group. There's no special content over there. None of that stuff. Every once in a blue moon, Corinne will go live inside the Facebook group, but it will be uploaded to this website. There is nothing happening in Facebook that you do not have access to if you're not a Facebook user. I promise you that. Nothing happens over there. Then we have subgroups. So everybody's in the main Facebook group, but a lot of times you want to find your people. You know, maybe you are a woman of color and you want to find other women of color who are in No BS. Maybe you are working on your relationship with drinking and you want to find other No BS women who are working on their relationship with alcohol. We have a subgroup for you. So I want you to come over here and check all of them out. And there's a ton. And you just join the group. But you have to be in the main Facebook group in order to join the subgroups. Queen's Club is for anyone who has lost 25 pounds. I'm just telling you the ones you may not be able to you know, quickly know what it is. Queen's Club, you don't even have had to have lost 25 pounds inside of the No BS weight loss program. If you have been on another diet and you've lost 25 pounds, come join the Queen's Club. You get credit for every pound inside of No BS. 100 are for women who have 100 pounds to lose or have lost 100 pounds. 55 plus, if you're a binger, if you're 35 or below, all of them are here for you. So I want you to come over here and check it out. Now, oh, accountability. Here is the accountability page. So this is one of the three things I said that most No BS women, successful No BS women have in common. Accountability groups. So on the accountability, it says Facebook and accountability groups on the menu. You click on it, accountability groups. Sign up now. You can look through the whole page if you want to. Here is Heidi the accountability goddess. This is accountability specialist, but we just call her the goddess around here. She is the one that sets you up. She looks at your time zones. You have an opportunity to fill out what subgroups you belong to or are interested in, so she can find people who are most like you to put you in a group with. Also, if you ever have any trouble with your group at all, you just don't feel like you're meshing together, you want an idea of what to do next, you're kind of stuck in a rut, email us and we will help you. Email support at pnptribe.com, or if you notice these handy dandy blue question marks at the bottom of each page on this website, you click on that, type in your name, the subject, your email address, that's where they will send the reply to. And then what do you need? Gets directly to support. All you do is fill out this form right here, sign up now, and Heidi will hook you up. There are checklists on here for you. There are suggestions for things to do inside of your group. Here's a detailed checklist that you can print out. More suggestions that we have for you. We want to support you in your accountability group. And like I said, if you ever get stuck, just ask. We are more than happy to give you something to do inside of your accountability group. All right, private member podcasts right here. It's under Planner Podcast and my extras. So everything you need in order to get your private member podcast is on this page. On this call, I'm just curious, how many of you have not downloaded the private member podcast? I want to exit out of my full screen so I can see. How many of you have not downloaded the private member podcast? Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Have not. Okay. If you want another accountability group, if you already have one, you can absolutely write in to support and Heidi will get you another one. Okay. I want everybody to come on this page, Planner Podcast plus my extras, private member podcast. There are four, like I said, live training replays has everything that comes out of our mouth on these calls gets uploaded into that private member podcast. We update it on Tuesdays and Fridays. The No BS Weight Loss Course, it has its own private podcast. The No BS Weight Loss Course videos that are on the website is exactly what is on this No BS Weight Loss Course podcast. Self-paced workshops, I'll show you where those are in a minute. We have some for drinking, trusting your body, I don't even remember what's on there right now. I'm drawing a blank. Oh, urges, thoughts, self-sabotage, relationships. But all of that is after you finish the No BS Weight Loss Course. And we will help you figure out what to do next. And then the quick hits. That's the one I was telling you about. 20 minutes or less. Corinne in your ear. You just come on here. Here are all of your directions. You can choose which app you're using. If you're on Android, Apple, we'll help you figure it out. And then you download these podcasts, all the instructions, plus a handy dandy video is right here about how to do it. And if you cannot figure it out, you click on this blue button and Vern or somebody on the customer support team will help you. Period. That is one thing inside of No BS. We do not sit around thinking we can't figure it out. It won't work for us. Apparently, this isn't for me. We don't, none of that. We ask for help. So many women, especially women, we just don't ever ask for help. We just think we should be able to do it all that stuff. No, we ask for help. You are finally in a community of women who want you to succeed as bad as you want yourself to succeed. Never have I ever been in a group of women who are pulling for me as hard as I'm pulling for myself, even harder sometimes. There's a, on this call, Mickey, are you still on this call? She's working on movement. She's getting up and walking. Guess what happens when Mickey does not post that she's gotten up to walk? People call her out on her shit. Mickey, where are you at? Why are you not walking? Where are you? Why aren't you posting? They are helping push her along. That's what we do inside of No BS. We aren't by ourselves. We don't do it by ourselves anymore. We don't do it by ourselves anymore. You have got women inside of this membership who will give you a hand and pull you up. And on this team, I'm just telling you, every person on this team, except for Corinne's brother, who's on this fantastic video right here, have lost weight with Corinne. She gave us a gift of learning how to take care of ourselves and how to love ourselves and how to do something we never thought was possible for ourselves. And so we all decided that we want to give that gift to you. We wake up every day. You're the first thing we think about and you're the last thing we think about. And sometimes when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom, I'm thinking about you too. I wake up every day figuring out how to help y'all lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. Got a team of 20 people who do that all day long, all night long, 7 days a week, even on Christmas, all the time. That's all we do all day long is figure out how to help you. Use us up. Use us up. Use up your community. If you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you. I believe we all believe in you enough for you until you can believe in yourself. And that is the truth. That is the truth. All right. Getting off my soapbox. I'm going to get out of my soapbox. So now you know how to get to the podcast. Newsletter. Every week you get a newsletter. You should be getting it in an email. If you are not, check your spam and your junk folder. And if you still don't see it, email support and we will figure out what's going on. But you can always come to this website and see the newsletter every single week. The training calendar. You may have visited the training calendar to figure out how to get here, right? Here's your calendar. You can view the calendar and you can subscribe to the calendar. So you can have it so that every time we're having a call, you get a notification. There's a call coming up. We also send out some Zoom reminders and stuff so you don't miss anything, okay? We don't want you to miss calls. I will also say this. Over 90% of the membership never attend a live call. Why is that? Because they're busy. Maybe it doesn't fit in their schedule. And they know that they always have access to the calls on the podcast and the video replays. Always. It's always there. And then speaking of replays, under video replays, everything that goes on that live training podcast, it comes from here. This is the video of the audio that's on the podcast. Everything you need, every call, every word comes out of our mouth. Look, more than 148 pages of calls. That's why Corinne calls this the Netflix of weight loss. Anything you need, you just come in here and you can find a call about it. But also, do not come on here and think you got to listen to everything. You ain't got to listen to everything. It's just like saying, well, I can't watch all these movies on Netflix. So I'm just done. I'm just never going to watch Netflix. No, you find something you like and then you watch that. It's like going into the library and saying, well, I'll never be able to read all these books. I just won't read any books. Just pick a book, read a book. I already told you, you can get something out of every single call. You can just, you know, close your eyes and point and hit play and you'll get something. You'll get something out of it. I promise you that. I promise. All right. You can even go up here and select a topic. So y'all were talking on this call, can't figure out doable hunger? Figuring out doable hunger, search. And through the magic of the internet, every call that comes up is about how to find doable hunger. You got time? There's 4 pages full. eating past, somebody's eating past enough. Oh, we want to hear about that if we're trying to figure out enough. I just come in here and figure out what's going on. What do I need help with? I look for it and boom, there it is. All right. Now, I am going to show you where the No BS self-paced courses are. It is under self-study resources. Okay. You don't need to worry about this until you finish the No BS weight loss course. I want you to finish that first. Everything else that we talk about in all of these courses is based off of what you learn in the No BS weight loss course. So you want to make sure you finish that first. And then you just come through here and pick one. If you're in maintenance, I think we're about the only group that I know of right now teaching a maintenance course. Urges. Basics 2.0, thoughts 2.0, urges 2.0. Everything is on this page. If you're on a stall or a plateau, we got you. Conquering the scale, scale drama, we got you. Come over here and take a look when you're finished. But always remember on under start here, there's a link to what to do next after you finish No BS. Also under self-study resources, you finish the No BS weight loss course. What's next? Boom. Let's see. Yay. It'll tell you, it'll ask you questions about where you are in your journey. Pick the one that sounds the most like you. That's your next course. That's your next course. All right. Now, I am going to talk about private coaching for just a minute. I mean, ask coaches. So you've got an incredible team of No BS coaches. We are, I think there's like nine of us now, maybe. I'm not sure. We have all gone to the Life Coach School where Corinne went. We are all advanced weight loss certified with Corinne. So, and we all have different personalities. Me and Coach Chrissy are the most like Corinne. And then like everybody has like this unique, amazing voice. And you can go through and just click and listen to different coaches and see what your favorite is and all that kind of stuff. But we all, as coaches, live in Ask Coaches on the website. This is how you get the answer to all of your questions. So when people say, I'm not on Facebook, how do I get my questions answered? Right here on Ask Coaches. We live here. We are in here all day, every day. We answer your questions typically within 24 hours, but no more than 48. So within 48 hours, you ask your question and you get an answer. The coaches will answer you written. It is anonymous to the membership. So if you do not sign your name, nobody's going to know who wrote it. So it can be about anything. Doesn't have to be about the No BS weight loss course, recognizing shitty talk, hangover protocol. They asked their question. The coach gave them an answer. Am I on a stall or a set point? You can just come through. Somebody's done a worksheet, but they have a question. They're confused on the worksheet. So she was like, you know what? I'm going to ask the coaches. I don't know how to answer this one question. Coaches come and tell them how to answer it. So you can look at all the past answers. You can even search up here. You can type in doable hunger. You can type in water. You can type in relationships. Hit submit and it will filter the questions out for you. So you can always come in here and just, you may not even need to write in to Ask Coaches. You may find your answer right there. But if you do want to write in to Ask Coaches, here's how you do it. Under Get Coached, you see Ask Coaches. You can either do recent answers, which is what I just showed you. See, it says recent answers at the very top. I'm pointing to it. Can't you tell? And then submit a question. So if you have a question that you want answered, submit a question. Click here to submit your question. The title. Remember, I said your name is not on it. So you need to make it like, you know, a name that you'll remember. Because you can't, you know, You need to be able to find it. So some people put their initial behind it. Some people just will remember the name. Just make sure that it's memorable to you. And then you just ask your question and submit. And then in 24 to 48 hours, you come back to that recent answers page, look for the title of your question, and your answer will be right there. That's how it works. Okay. Get coached. Again, we do have a private coaching option. It is extra. If you would like a private coach, if you want to work one-on-one with the NoBS coaches every single week, you can go check that out on the website. I know Ask Coaches is a Dear Abby of NoBS. I do want to talk a minute about the planner. The planner is changing. Corinne has announced it. We have the old planner that is for sale right now. I will tell you this. If you're like, oh my God, the planner is changing, but I've already bought it and now I'm gonna have an old planner. People have lost a fuck ton of weight with the old planner. I lost a shit ton of weight with that. That old planner is a bomb, right? Still got the same types of questions. Everything is still going to be included in the new planner, but this is going to be our new 24-hour planning sheet, okay? I want you to, if you are brand new and you have not ordered a planner and you're like, I just want to wait, you can just come on here, click on this piece of paper. It is fillable. You just fill it out. You can just type in like, you know, breakfast, oatmeal. I can't get it to work. My computer ain't going to work right. Oh, there you go. I'll see. It's all fillable. And then you can fill it and save it on your computer. Or you can do what I did. I printed mine out. I just printed out like 30 of them. So what I've done, just printed them out. You can also send them to a box store. You can download them, whatever you want to do. These are yours. And they are for free, for free, for free. They are included in your membership. You do not have to do anything. They are just yours to do with as you please. They're yours on this website. All right. The new planner is not out yet, but I will tell you that is your 24-hour planning page. So that is the new planning page that we are going to use. It should be out in the next week or so, and you will just find it on the website. It's going to be amazing. But that is the 24-hour planning sheet. The old planner, same thing on that website. It is free. You do not have to purchase it. You can download it. You can print it. You can print out certain pages if you want to. All of that is available to you on the website as part of your membership. As part of your membership. All right. I think the planner, I don't know if the planner course is still there or not. I'm going to tell you something, Marianne, start filling out the planner. And if you have questions, you know, just like we looked at Ask Coaches and somebody had written in about their own question about another worksheet, just write your questions into Ask Coaches. We will be more than happy to help you answer, give you suggestions, any of that kind of stuff. But the planner is pretty self-explanatory. If you're in Facebook, you can also post like, I don't know how to answer this question. And you will get more answers, more responses than you can even imagine. All right. Oh, Crystal, of course, it's okay to use the old one. Girl, that is a good planner. I'm just going to tell you, I love that old planner. I may or may not have bought a few for myself. I like the old planner. I'm going to love the new planner just as we're trying to transition. I'm just using it to get used to it myself. Cause you know, as coaches and community and all those, everybody that works here at the NoBS, we all go through everything just like y'all. So we're starting to use that new, planning page. Anytime a new course comes out, we go through it right along with you. I might be the head coach and I may be the head of the member success team, but I'm still an OBS woman. Always have been, always will be. There you go. I'm an OBS woman through and through. I live and breathe in OBS. I've been in probably 6 months. My husband goes, you still doing that? I was like, yeah, I am. and I will forever. Some of my very best friends now are in this membership. You know, I was a member for a long time before I started working for Corinne. So this membership is my heart. Y'all are my heart. This is just amazing. Yes, no BS for life. And now we even have the maintenance course. Like, seriously, Corinne's going to help you lose your weight, give you every tool that you need to lose all of your weight, and she's going to help you through maintenance. Who else doing that? Nobody. Nobody. So any questions? We have about 4 minutes left. Just post them in the chat. I will be happy to answer any questions that you have. So while anybody's asking a question, remember, how do you get the most value out of your No BS membership? First of all, those three things I talked to you about. Finish the quick start and the No BS weight loss course. Download those private member podcasts. And please, please, please join an accountability group. Meet your people in here. That's what makes No BS different from anywhere else. It's just women who are, just figuring this out together. Everybody's got a common goal, and we don't leave anybody behind. It's an amazing group. And then schedule your No BS time. Now, like I showed you, we've got the podcast. You don't have to be sitting in front of a computer or an iPad or pull up a video on your phone. All you have to do is put in an AirPod. If you see me ever in the kitchen, I've got one AirPod in. I'm listening to Corinne. That's what I'm doing all the time. I always have it on. I listen to it on the way to the gym and back in the morning. I do all those sorts of things. Just ask yourself, how does this apply to me? Every single call on that website applies to you. I can promise you can make it apply to you. Crystal said, are all the live trainings put into the podcast? For an example, I think she did a quick live a few Sundays ago. Yes, they are. Tuesdays and Fridays. What is a common newbie mistake? I know the answer to that. I know. Trying to do too much at one time, trying to level up too far, jumping into that diet mentality of like, well, I better not, I know I've been eating that McDonald's. I better not eat it. I got to cut it out. Right? Like I cut all my favorite foods out. No, you don't. I'm going to tell y'all, this is the truth. I'm being honest. I'm honest. If anybody in this membership knows, I'm honest. I tell y'all all my shit. I lost 30 pounds, probably 25 pounds before I ever leveled up one food, before I changed one thing I was eating, before I decided that, you know what, maybe I could just not have croutons on my salad. Maybe I could get grilled nuggets from Chick-fil-A instead of fried. It was doable hunger. What about if this time you just decide you keep eating everything the same? Well, you don't change none of that. You work on the four basics. You plan the shit you're going to eat. I don't care. Don't judge what you're eating. You're already eating it. Just eat it. You'll get into good, better, best foods. You plan what you love, but you just notice your hunger and you stop when you've had enough. That'll carry you far. Yes. All right. Yeah. But that is, that is the biggest newbie mistake. And listen, it's normal because how many diets have we been on, y'all? I'm raising my hand too. Too damn many. And I wanted to do no BS just like that. I wanted to do no BS just like that. Well, I have to cut everything out. Can't have anything alike. How many last suppers have we had? I was thinking about that the other day. If I counted up all my number of last suppers, or I'll never eat pizza again. This is my very last piece of pizza I'm ever going to have in my whole life. I wonder how many last pieces of pizza I had. I better eat this ice cream now because, starting tomorrow, I can't ever have ice cream again. Girl, It is hilarious. Just, you know, it didn't work. Won't we just eat it and enjoy it and have a good time? You know, I mean, how about if we can have steak? I had it for dinner last night. That's why it's in my mind. Steak and a baked potato with butter, sour cream, and cheese. How about if we have to cut that out? How awesome is that? How about if we can't eat ranch on our salad? Girl, yes. You do what's doable for you. Don't worry about nobody else. Whatever's doable for you. And I'm telling you, doable hunger is the key. It's the key to not having to cut out a bunch of shit and all. It's ridiculous. Don't do that. Don't do it. Eat what you're playing and plan what you eat. It's good. And if you keep going off plan, check to make sure it's doable. All right. Y'all have an amazing day. Y'all have an amazing day, an amazing week. And remember, don't ever sit in overwhelm and confusion and all that other bullshit. You got ask coaches. You've got support at pnptribe.com or the little blue question mark at the bottom of every single page. And then you've got Facebook if you choose to be in Facebook. There is no reason to sit around and not know what to do next. You got a whole team of women and Corinne's brother and, well, Chris Crabtree too, Corinne's the king. But all we do is y'all. That's all we do. We just sit here waiting to help you. Use us up. You've never gotten support like this. You never will anywhere else. I can promise you. Use us up. All right. All right. I will talk to y'all. I'll see y'all inside the membership. Y'all have a great day.